Rebuilding Trost is a networking and silent auction event that will happen on Friday, January 26th at Power at the Pass, located at 1931 Myrtle. The event will feature a presentation by Lane Gaddy, one of El Paso's leading developers and owner of three major historic buildings in the heart of our city. The event will also feature an auction of four original pieces of art created by Diego Robot and Tina Ortega, created exclusively for the Texas Trost Society. Here to tell us all about Rebuilding Trost are artists Tina Ortega and Diego Martinez and Texas Trost Society President Melissa Grossman. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having us.
So, Melissa, where did the idea for Rebuilding Trost come from?
Well, it actually came from working with these two artists. We had, about a year ago, talked about creating four original pieces where Tina would paint some of our most iconic Trost buildings that are located in downtown, and then have Diego overlay that with his crazy, bombastic little drawings and robots and you know, sort of enlivening our images of these buildings. And then, you know, we wanted to do a silent auction, but also use that as the platform for talking about what's going on downtown. So, you know, as we're creating these artworks that are now full of life and color, mm-hmm. we're doing the same with downtown. And for us, for the Trost Society, communicating our message is so much more engaging when we use art to help people visualize what we're trying to go for in terms of El Paso's future development.
And how did you guys come about picking the four buildings? First of all, what four buildings did you choose and how did you arrive at those four?
Melissa actually gave us a tour of downtown, and with her inspiration and our love for the city, we decided on the Cortez, which was like a really special building because, you know, the person that made it actually put so much of her heart into it, kind of how we paint, you know, we both love. Yeah. And then we love the Plaza because, you know, it's one of the most
iconic. The Plaza building or the Plaza Theater?
Plaza building.
Plaza
building. The Plaza building. The third one was
Paso del Norte.
Paso del Norte. And it was really cool because I actually got to go to the top of the Paso del Norte, and she gave us a tour, and we saw kind of where, like, the wars would happen and take place in the city with Mexico. And
right, because people would sit up there and
yeah.
watch the
mm-hmm.
war, just like a movie, you know?
Yeah, and it was super, like, it was just like a learning experience. And also
Bassett Tower.
The Bassett, yeah. And that's my favorite building. And
me too.
Yeah, it's cool that Melissa says, you know, the revitalization, because it is a Renaissance period where art and music is really coming alive in the city. And to be a part of it, you know, because we, you know, we've been like best friends for like a few years now, and we collaborate really well. And I feel that some of my better pieces were pieces with Tino, you know, and
yeah.
we linked up with the Art Avenue like maybe 2-3 years ago. And it was kind of the zest and sweet, you know, like where he's really, his work's really clean and my work's a little, I feel like it enhances it. And then we've just been having fun ever since.
So Tina, how did your collaboration, I mean, I know Diego said it started from a show at the Art Ave, but did you guys think about collaborating before then?
We had done several pieces and a show entirely with our collaboration. And it's just one of those things where we work really well together. And I think we bring out the best out of each other.
Yeah.
And luckily for that, why wouldn't you want to continue that? And I know people have asked me in the past when our next group, collaborative show was going to be. And you can't really put a definitive date on that kind of stuff.
Right.
But just wait for it as it comes.
No, it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's definitely not over, this collaboration.
Oh, no.
I think I understood from Diego that you start the painting, Tino, and then Diego gets it?
Vice versa.
Vice versa. Or we kind of go back and forth. Or it's like a different process. But his part of the painting is usually, like, I guess, the focal point, which is the building. And then,
we'll do, like, the
and then
foreground.
You just go to town.
I just go to town, yeah. And then I even touch up a lot of his stuff or just kind of go into the detail of it as well. We've gone back and forth on different collaborative pieces where I hardly ever start them, but there's been a few where I start. It's been, like, 15, 20 plus pieces. I don't know how
yeah,
many pieces
it's,
we've
it's
done.
Been
it's,
a
been
lot.
It's been, like, I can't get rid of this guy. So I think might as well just kick it with him and paint with him. And it's so much fun and getting, like, opportunities with, you know, such people that care about the city, like Melissa, and she's been nothing but love, and she's opened a lot of doors for me, you know, being a part of the Neon Desert, and, you know, she's always, like, just really positive. You know, there's sometimes where I'm grumpy and I have to paint, and I'm like, oh, I don't want, and she's like, okay, yeah, she's cool. She knows how to handle adversity, and she knows how to handle different, because everything's mental, you know, sometimes when you're painting and you're trying to get into shows, and you're like working, and like there's different stress levels or different expectations, and right. so she knows how to like make you feel comfortable. It's you know, because
it's like, it's gonna be okay.
Yeah, you'll survive.
Paint, everything's gonna be all right.
And I guess that's what it is. It's all love. Like, it's this show and the pieces and what we're trying to do. We're trying to enhance and inspire love.
And Melissa, you said you like to use art as a vehicle to communicate your mission, which I think is beautiful. How did that happen?
Well,
I mean, architecture is art.
Architecture is art. And people forget that because mm-hmm. you have so many buildings being built now that are just boxes. Right. You know, it happened in the 80s with strip malls. And, I mean, they're very expedient in terms of putting your business in and, you know, getting your business off the ground. But there's just something extra when you have a gorgeous building that, you know, someone built at a time when they wanted to communicate the use of the building and why it was built. And so to have this extra characteristics to give you a little story for the place that you're in every single day. And, you know, that's how we want to tie that all in. But, you know, Diego said at Neon Desert, what we did was that, I don't know why they let us do it, but they let us do it. Mm-hmm. We did this huge projection of just all these different artists who love the buildings, love El Paso, and we just projected, you know, all these different mediums on the side of a building while, you know, you have 50,000 El Pasoans enjoying music. And so it, you know, for us, it's all about enhancing the experience and then creating a spiritual tie between you and the surroundings that you're in, and, you know, eventually promoting quality of life.
And now you get to do it, or at least if you're curious or want to know, rebuilding Trost is the perfect way to kind of dive into it.
Yeah, right? You know, we're going to have a lot of people who love Trost buildings, love El Paso. They're going to be talking, and, you know, we have Lane, who has restored 3 buildings so far. He's going to continue restoring more. He's started to spearhead this movement along with Paul Foster, and we want to be able to start a dialogue and get people who love El Paso, love our buildings, in a room together and just to connect everybody. And so if you want to buy this art, if you want to, you know, talk to us, talk to Lane, you know, please join us. You can buy tickets at www.texastrost.com/events or on our Facebook page, which is Texas Trost Society, or you can contact me at the Trost Society page, which is www.texastrost.org. But yeah, no, we're really looking forward to this.
Cool. So many options. The Rebuilding Trost event happens on Friday, January 26th. You have plenty of time to get your tickets. You can find them on Facebook, online, or I'm sure a quick little Google will get you there.
Yeah, exactly. Just Google Rebuilding Trost. We're the only one.
And you'll find it. Thank you so much. Today, my guests have been Tina Ortega, Diego Martinez, and Melissa Grossman. Thank you for coming
for
us today.
Thank you. For having us.